Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. It's your future. Let Zurich help you protect it. Talk to us today about life and serious illness cover.
Drive Time on RTE Radio 1 with Sarah McInerney and Cormac O'Hara.
You're welcome back. Around 230,000 children are currently estimated to experience material deprivation. That's according to the ESRI. Material deprivation is a direct measure of poverty derived from the lack of items and activities deemed to be necessary for an acceptable standard of living. The list of items includes things that most people, I'm sure, would take for granted, including two pairs of strong shoes, a warm waterproof coat, new clothes, and a meal with meat, chicken or fish or vegetarian equivalent every second day. Now, speaking in relation to the report, Taoiseach Simon Harris said the government needs to take further action in relation to supporting children and families. In a few minutes, I'll speak with Sinn Féin TD and spokesperson on social protection, that's Donnacha Oulida, who says they would fund double child benefit payments this October and December. But first, I'm joined by Tanya Ward, who's chief executive of the Children's Rights Alliance. Tanya, you're very welcome to the programme. What's your reaction to that figure? About 230,000 children currently experiencing material deprivation. It's some amount.
Yeah, I mean, and it doesn't surprise me. And I think one of the reasons why that figure is so high, it's really down to the cost of living and the fact that many household incomes are being eaten by housing costs. So it puts real pressure on families, and it means often what is happening in these families is they usually cut back on the food bill. They'll make difficult choices, but they often decide to pay the rent or the paid electricity bill or whoever's screaming the loudest. Yeah. But it's the food bill that they often will cut back on. So you'll hear stories of families trying to get through the week living on toast the last 2 days of the week, or parents actually going without themselves, trying to shield their children by feeding their children. And this is obviously happening for people on very low incomes. But in Ireland, there are people on good jobs as well living through this. And it's really down to the cost of housing.
That must be extremely difficult for the families, the parents, to go without or give your child toast to make do for the week.
Yeah, and I mean, it's really stressful. Like, when you're living through this, particularly over a long period of time, it does actually affect your mental health. And children are aware of everything. They notice everything. And we would hear of children, even at a very young age, who would they wouldn't tell their parents when they need something, when they need a book, or they've noticed when their shoes are gone, or they need something to wear, or they hear their friends are going out, and they wouldn't tell their family that their friends are going out because they don't want to put any more pressure on their families. And I suppose the truth is, this isn't inevitable. It doesn't have to be this way. I mean, the government has taken action previously by doing things like extending hot school meals at primary school level and introducing free school books, particularly at primary school level and first, second and third year. Those kind of measures actually do work, because particularly after introducing the free school books, what Bernardo's found, SVP found, Zurich did a piece of work, Credit Unions did a piece of work, and they all said, families said, they actually were able to cope a little bit better with the costs of going to school.
Okay, so these things do help, you say. Tanya Ward, can you stay with me for a second? Because I say, I mentioned Donnacha Oulida, who's Sinn Féin spokesperson on social protection, is with me as well. Donnacha, you're very welcome to the programme. The Taoiseach Simon Harris, accepting that further action in relation to support children and families is needed. What are you proposing in Sinn Féin?
Look, first to say, it's really, really sobering reading, and the criteria, and you've listed it there, it's very good from a scientific point of view, and it does identify the people who are material deprivation. But I think for people listening, I'm not sure it necessarily conveys the weight of the impact that this has on individuals, because poverty follows people absolutely every hour of every day and every night. And it's not just being able to put food on the table, and it is. And it's not just about being able to pay the energy bills, although it is. It is about the strain that involves and the pressure it puts on individuals and families. fundamentally, what we think is needed in terms of this next budget and in terms of social protection generally is a complete change of approach. And that's why we are proposing, and we have been proposing for several years, a social welfare adequacy commission, so that you can identify, well, what is the appropriate rate of increase in any given budget for any given payment. Okay. We're also announcing today that we believe there should be two double payments of child benefit, one in October and one in December. We think that's absolutely necessary. The pressure and the cost of raising children in Ireland of today is absolutely
enormous.
And
that would help with back to school costs, and it would help with Christmas costs, for example. What else do you propose, though, to lift children out of this type of deprivation, though, year round now?
Yeah, well, look, I mean, some of the things that we will be proposing will be announced in our alternative budget, and we're announcing a number of things today, but obviously there will be more when we announce that in the coming weeks.
Do you have any solutions?
We are just, but I will say a number of things that I can say.
Do you have any solutions to lift children out of deprivation year round? No, as of now.
Yeah, no, that's exactly what I was coming to there, Cormac. So what we are also saying is a 10 euro rate increase for child benefit. And we're also really, really conscious of the fact that some of those families who are most at risk of poverty are one-parent families and families where there are disabilities. They are disproportionately at risk of being in poverty. We believe that there was a huge mistake made in reducing access to the one-parent family from 12 years to 7. We think that needs to be addressed because that denies people access to the working family payment, crucial for working single parents. And we also want to increase the rate of the one-parent families by 12 euro in a first year. Now, fundamentally, I would say as well, Cormac, like there's numerous measures there that I think would make a huge difference. I think there was a serious problem the last two budgets that the rate increases right across the board didn't keep up with the cost of inflation, didn't keep up with the cost of living crisis. And that's a big part of the reason that for the first time in a few years, you've seen an increase in the rate of material deprivation.
Well, I suppose
that isn't good enough. And that is on government.
The government would point to some of the measures that Tanya alluded to there that helped ease the burden on families. And I'm sure they'd point to more that was in the budget for families and children as well. Stay with me, Donacha, O'Leary of Sinn Féin. Tanya Ward, what do you make of some of those ideas and suggestions from Sinn Féin?
Yeah, I mean, look, the reflex is right, because obviously when you start with poverty, it starts with income, that families actually don't have enough to deal with the everyday essentials. I suppose one of the challenges with the child benefit payment is because it's universal, it's very costly when you increase it. So I think an extra month is at this point in time, and the population is 170 million. One thing that I'd like to see this government do, and this is where this government hasn't done well, actually, when it comes to income payments for very low income people. So if you think families who would be on job seekers allowance, people on welfare payments, in the last budget, they only gave families an extra 4 euros. And you're looking for a child per week. And these are families, about 58,000 of them, in the most deepest forms of poverty. This is where the kind of cash investment should go, because these are families that can put food on the table. And even just an extra 6 euros for under 12s and 12 euros for over 12s, because when you're a teenager, it costs more to feed you, would cost 140, and it would make a significant difference.
I'm defending the 4 euro, for example, but I do recall the government at the time saying it was the cumulative package that was announced that they would put forward, and not, they didn't rely on any one single element of the budget. I mean, what you're saying, that doesn't hold sway.
Well, it just wasn't enough, because, like, you know, the stats will tell you, you can actually change those poverty stats. They can absolutely be changed by increasing the payments that families receive who are on welfare payments. And the fact is that it's just not enough to eat a healthy diet when you're on those welfare payments. Yeah. These are families where you want to make sure they can put food on the table, but you want to make sure as well that you can support them with childcare and support them to get back into the workplace as well. There hasn't been enough focus on those families in deep poverty and efforts to break the cycle of poverty.
Okay, can I bring back Donacha O'Leary for just 1 minute, if I may? Because as welcome as they are, some of those suggestions, the universality of your child benefit proposal, for example, means that really wealthy families or families who don't need the help will get it. And that's something that you and Sinn Féin railed against this government on previous budgets.
Well, look, I mean, we've always supported a universal child benefit. That's not new at all. And it's clear that you need both, I think. So, you know, these double payments in terms of child benefit, as well as the rate increase, as well as the increase in rate for people on single parents' families, would mean hundreds of euros between now and Christmas for people on low incomes. I think you need both. Clearly, the child benefit.
You previously said, and it's fair to be fair here, that this type of help,
this, Cormac, if you give me a chance.
Yeah, this type of help should be more targeted for people who need it more. Otherwise, there's a waste of money. That's what you said previously.
Well, we never said the child benefit should be means tested, and we've never had any issue with that being universal payment. It hasn't increased since 2016. It's still below 2008 levels. And I think it is important. There are families out there where one partner has, I suppose, a large income, and there can be issues of financial abuse. And for that reason, the child benefit is universal payment. But we definitely believe very much in targeted payments. Some of what I've already talked about today in terms of one parent family, in terms of working family payment, we were very critical of the government for failing to increase the qualified child increase in the last budget. That should have been, in our view, a €5 and €10 increase for over 12s. You know, the failure to deal with fuel allowance, which is very targeted at those, particularly in the energy crisis that there was last winter, was absolutely inadequate. Clearly, fuel allowance needs to be tackled in this budget as well. And indeed, in relation to the living loan allowance, which is targeted very often at those pensioners who are in the greatest need.
Okay.
The other thing I'd say is this, Cormac.
Briefly, yeah.
Like, income supports are crucial and they're a big part of the picture, but fundamentally, it is about the whole of society. And as long as there is a housing crisis of the depth and scale that we are talking about, my fear is that, and I believe it is the reality, that there will still be many children and indeed people of all ages living in significant poverty. We have to solve that, to solve these issues.
51551, Donna Holida of Sinn Féin, thank you. And Tanya Ward, Chief Executive of the Children's Rights Alliance, thank you as well.